a lot of things happen through serendipity, and I think a lot of this revolves around my friendship and past professional relationship with Martha Johnson, the incoming administrator. We worked together at the Council for Excellence in Government, so we stayed in contact since we both departed that organization. So as the incoming administrator, I think I reached out to her just to give her my my support for her nomination and also any ideas or help that she needed and things that she wanted to accomplish at GSA. And it sort of, as always, kind of went from there. So I was happy for her to consider me for this position, and things worked out so that I got here actually before her, as it turns out.
That's right. Who would guess that would happen? And give us a sense what was enticing about this particular job. A lot of folks, as word has gotten out there, a lot of folks saying, oh, I imagine him sort of at the Office of Government-Wide Policy kind of job or something like that. This one said it's going to kind of unexpected.
Right. Well, you know, I think a lot of it is the fact that it's just the right time, very interesting time in government. I'm a government guy, even though I went over to the private sector. My role has always been in the government space between industry and government. So I the timing is one in which there's just tremendous opportunity to kind of advance the ball in the use of technology to improve the performance of government and certainly the citizens' services. So to me, it was very attractive. Combination of timing, sort of the mission of my soul, which is to improve government performance and effectively providing really, really good citizen services, and just having a fantastic administrator, the incoming nominee, Martha Johnson. So I think those factors all really pushed me into this very, very willingly.
And it does seem like this particular office, your office, has been doing, been really almost on the cutting edge. Everyone talks about sort of cloud computing. You guys are actually doing cloud computing, USA.gov being in the cloud. So a lot of the things that sort of get discussed, sort of, wouldn't this be cool to do, or might this be interesting to do, you guys actually get to sort of try this stuff out.
Absolutely. And, you know, Chris, that's a great point. It's another reason why this was not a tough, really tough decision for me in that regard. It's not like I'm walking into an organization that's broken or needs to be fixed. Citizen Services has been doing a fantastic job with USA.gov, Gobierno.gov, putting up some very, very good social networking tools for agencies to use. Sort of engaged in a lot of the recovery efforts, supporting some of the cloud concepts by actually doing them. So, I mean, this is a great from my perspective in that it's not as though you're going in and trying to start something. This job is about continuing the great stuff that's already ongoing, but also thinking where are we going in the next 4 years and what are some new things and some really interesting things that we can do to push the envelope even further.
Is that the biggest challenge then that you face, looking to the future and figuring out what is the next cutting edge?
Yeah, to some extent. Some of it is reacting to the rapid changes in the technologies and the applications in the computing services movement that's underway. It's a different ball game for government than it was than it has been in the past. So, certainly trying to stay on top of that and make sense, try to make sense for it in the government space, I think is going to be a huge challenge. New media, citizen engagement. We're moving from just putting things out and even sharing things to engagement, dialogue, participation. These are new areas for government in the online space that are constantly being pushed, and I think that's the challenge. There's the challenge of doing it right, doing it well, addressing security and privacy and dissemination concerns, and also trying to make sure that it's used in a constructive and very visible, transparent way in government to provide better services to the citizens. So those are challenges, definitely.
And I was talking to our morning guy, Tom Temin, this morning, and he noted that that in addition to USA.gov and all these sort of new media things, you also have Pueblo, Colorado, which perhaps is the one of the biggest sources for people getting information out there.
Right. The contact center itself plays a huge role in terms of providing phone contact, printed materials. I mean, in many ways, this is the it is the visible component of government for citizens. So there's some very great work that's been done by people here in Citizen Services on running that contact center and the contact center efforts to make them cutting edge, multi-channel oriented, and that's additional areas where we're going to maintain and also see what changes we need to be aware of to keep that effective going forward.
So you're just getting into position. The dust is just starting to settle. What's first on your list of priorities?
Well, a lot of it is keeping some things that are already underway. I'm walking into a lot of ongoing activities that we need to keep alive and well. The new media area, certainly looking at terms of service agreements, standard terms of service agreements to provide agencies, is something that GSA is continuing to do. We're going to continue to do that to help accelerate the adoption of some of the new media tools and to simplify agencies' ability to rapidly grab those tools and use them as effectively as possible. In the citizen engagement side, I think there's a need to look at some standardization in the tools themselves, in the policies that are being used across government so that the adoption of these new technologies are as straightforward and also as effective as possible. The big area, I think, for us in citizen services, one of the big areas for us going forward is going to be search capabilities and analytical capabilities. We've got lots of information that we're making available to the public, and being able to empower citizens to cut through that on their own with more intelligent search capabilities is constantly a battle in the internet environment. So we'll be looking at that as a new area for us to really look at some leading edge stuff that provides the internet experience being as fruitful as possible. And then from an analytical viewpoint, how do we package information in a way that's digestible and consumable by citizens rather than just really inundating them with lots and lots of information? So I think those are some areas going forward that we'll be paying some attention to.
It does seem like a fascinating time to be in this particular job with this administration, which is sort of looking at using new ways of reaching out to people.
Absolutely. I think we're moving into the phase of dialogue and participation, and how do you make that work? Public dialogue, rather than being scattered across all of government, done in different ways, different formats, different kinds of avenues. While we want to be innovative and creative, we also want to provide a uniform experience, a quality experience for citizens who interact with their government through these online vehicles. So I think that's going to be another area where we'll play a role as well.